Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Look at that, Ben Maller. Did you hear that?
Ben Maller.
Ben
Maller.
That's Ben Maller.
That's Ben Maller. Radio Rob Parker right
ben
there.
Ben Maller.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Professionally made.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Ben.
Parker.
That's right, Ben Maller.
Ben
and Chris Broussard. Chris will be along. It's a funky flashback. Friday's got some TV duties he's taking. And my man Ben Maller is going to sit with me. Until we get there, so I appreciate you.
We need the Rob Parker reality show. Is you what know, we need here. That's what we need.
We'll get there, yeah. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it TireRack. Live.
That's right, Bill. We will do it live. TireRack.com will help you get there with unmatched selection, Ben, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installs.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's
of
right. TireRack.com,
yes,
the way tire buying should be. Also, stop by Lids to get your Super Bowl look ready with the widest selection of NFL headgear and apparel. Okay, so remember all that.
It's very important. I'm a hat guy, Rob. Ever since my hair went away, I've become more of a
is
hat
that
guy.
You so, always have yeah. You got the Brooklyn Dodgers hat on.
Yeah, I love the B hats, you know. So
I wear hats, but yeah. I still have my, you know, I'm still hanging in there for
you
a
got
guy.
The jeans, you know? Got the good jeans, Rob.
I'm that's, hanging in
need,
there.
You don't need the hats, man. You don't need
no
the
doubt.
Hats.
No yeah. Doubt. But as you know, Ben Maller, who does overnights here on Fox Sports Radio.
I was here last night, Rob, in the overnight. And
you were
was,
here by, nobody was here.
I told one of these guys I was talking to, I said I had more security guards because there was nobody here except me.
Right.
But they had security guards at every door here for Radio Row.
And
so they were protecting me. I was the most protected man in radio.
And I love Ben because he's very creative. And how many mice did you interview last night?
Oh, listen, man, we killed it. We absolutely killed it. And I got a couple of cameras, microphones. Everything's laid out here. It was wonderful. It was
unbelievable.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we are here for the Super Bowl, of course. It's fastly approaching. We're here Friday. The game, of course, is a Sunday night. Philadelphia 76ers and Philadelphia Eagles.
Now, if the Sixers play,
that would be amazing.
I'd go the other way on that.
So much NBA news. I'm like all NBA. But
this is a good week for the NBA.
It was. It really was. Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs kicking off on Sunday, and we'll talk about that. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. This is your old producer, Rob G.
That's right wrong here. Button Bob right there.
Right.
Legend. Fox Sports Radio legend. Shut the whole place down, and he's still here.
No doubt. Yeah. And we also have, of course, Alex, our engineer. Also, Steve DeSager is running the update desk. He'll keep
Steve.
Us updated throughout the program. Saga and Elijah are both here, our social media gurus. So we are all in full effect here at Phoenix for the Super Bowl. And, Ben, let's get right into it. And we talk a lot about the players, of course, and first Super Bowl with two black quarterbacks. We know Patrick Mahomes won the MVP. You know, there's a lot of stuff about that, but there's another guy who this is a big Super Bowl for.
Yeah, in fact, this, and I ranted about this a little bit this week, Andy Reid, you know, all the talk, and I'm kind of tired of
Big
the whole,
Red.
Yeah, Big Red. I'm tired of the whole Kelce thing, and that to me has played out. I got two brothers, and they both won Super Bowls, but Andy Reid, who's one of the all-time winningest coaches in the NFL, he's right up there. He's not Belichick, but he's not far behind. The guy's been great for almost 20 years in the regular season. But this is one of those pivot point games. Like, that's the first thought you think about Andy Reid. You win the Super Bowl on Sunday, and now you're like, okay, we got this this thing cooking in Kansas City. You won a couple of Super Bowls. You're 2-1 with Patrick Mahomes, 2-2 overall. But if it goes the other way, and a lot of people love the Eagles, they're the hot pick, and if Philadelphia wins, Andy Reid's 1-3, and the two of the coaches that followed him in Philadelphia will have won Super Bowls, and a guy that he fired, although he didn't, he inherited him, Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, who was there when Andy took over in Kansas City. So this is like this is a big deal for Andy Reid. Plus, there's people that are like, hey, he's getting up there in age. Maybe he's not going to keep coaching that much longer. He's only got a few years left coaching the Chiefs. Maybe he'll even retire, have the walk-off if they win and leave. But if he loses, this is a big deal, Rob. Telling you.
I'm with you. Andy Reid, he finally got over the hump. You remember, it was like he couldn't win the big game.
Yeah.
Andy Reid's won a lot of games in this league, and he's up there. If you take a look at all-time winning records and all that, but the postseason and championship games have
not been... Well, it's the clock, right? It's a goose on his clock management that he's not good
right,
at running the
right.
clock.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, we know he can do wonders with quarterback, because this is no knock on Patrick Mahomes, but he's done this before. He did it with Alex Smith, who became a way better quarterback. He did it with Donovan McNabb and went to four straight NFC. Right? This is not new for Andy Reid.
Yeah, yeah. Is it,
and
also, is it Andy Reid or is it the players? Which one is it, though?
Well, my only reason I got to give him credit is because he's done it with three different. And if you just do it with one, you get a great player and you just happen to be there, then I could say, well, it's not you. But always, like I always say, Bill Parcells – won two Super Bowls with the Giants, but he went to the Super Bowl with the Patriots. He made the Cowboys better, and probably his best coaching job, and you might remember this, is when he took over for Rich Kotite and the Jets when they were 1-15.
Made them to the
AFC Championship game against Denver. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And they led at the half. They wound up losing the game.
Yeah.
But that was an incredible turnaround. Would you agree? Like, you look once you have success at more than one place,
but
it's got to be you.
The difference, though, Rob, is like and Bill Parcells taking advantage of the New York writers, which you were there for some of that.
And, I was there when he first started. I was a young reporter. There's a great picture of me sitting there during a press conference, and I'm like 23 or 4, and Bill Parcells is the coach.
But he was like a godlike figure, Parcells, right? The
way
people
yeah.
perceive Parcells. And Andy Reid, for all the wins, and I was talking to a buddy of mine who's covered the NFL for a long time. Andy's not like a big self-promoter. He doesn't. He's very robotic with the media. He's not a particularly great soundbite.
I get that, and that probably hurts him. But what hurts him more, Ben, let's just be honest, he's lost a ton of big games.
Yeah, no, it's
right.
It is a problem. I mean, and with Mahomes, who I know we'll talk about this as we go through the show on the Odd Couple, but we keep being told and being fed the assembly line of hot takes about Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback going today. This, that, and the other thing, and so you gotta win. I mean, people like to Donovan McNabb. People were very critical of McNabb back in the day. Said that he wasn't that great, and they were. The Eagles won because of their defense or whatever. So, well, you don't have that excuse with Mahomes.
If you lose with Mahomes against, Jalen Hurts, who last year they wanted to throw out with the baby with the bathwater, right?
I mean, he was a placeholder. He was like one of those people at the Oscars that sit there. Where, you know,
right, they, last year.
A seat holder, yeah.
So if you were to lose to a third-year coach, right, with against an all-time, what people are billing as a guy who's an all-time great, he just won a second MVP. You know, Patrick Mahomes' Super Bowl numbers, though, aren't that great.
No, they're not. And but that's another thing about you talk about the Eagles with Jalen Hurts. His numbers in big games. I mean, he's not been a big game quarterback yet. He's small sample size, but he's got a quarterback rating under 80 in the playoffs in the NFL. And in college, I can't get past what happened at Alabama.
Well, when you get benched, right.
Yeah. I mean, so, but back to Andy Reid and all that, the other thing that's got to be maddening is like the Eagles. You remember how the Eagles were pretty mediocre before Andy took over? It's not like that had been a glorious run of Eagle football. And he really established that team, and it's continued through other coaches after he left. But that was his creation, the modern Philadelphia Eagles, who have been a pretty consistent, pretty good team over the last 20 years.
They
won one Super Bowl, but they've been a
playoff team. And that was a great one because that was over Tom Brady. That was a great one.
For you. Yeah, for you, Rob. Okay. Yes.
So Andy Reid is basically LeBron James, okay, when it comes to conference championships. 4-6. He's been there 10 times, 4-6. And 1-2 in the Super Bowl.
It's the quantity, man. It's all about the quantity.
Is that it?
Not the quality. It's the quantity.
Is that what it is?
It's like my diet back in the day. It's quantity.
No, it's not about quantity. I would rather, like LeBron, right? If LeBron plays 3 or 4 more years and gets to 24 years and never wins another championship, 4 titles in 24 years, is that impressive?
No.
That hurts you the longer you play.
Well, plus you got that bubble thing too,
and also, the trophy that has the Mickey Mouse ears,
the Mickey Mouse logo.
Rob G doesn't count. He counts it. He counts.
He's a bad fan, Bob G. Yeah, Bob Gare is a bad fan if he counts that.
You know,
no, it was at a resort in outside.
So
Orlando.
Where's Andy Reid? If Andy Reid wins, I think it is a huge. That second one is huge for
him. It doesn't.
But
push
if he loses,
you past it. But if he loses,
then you got to say, well, what's wrong here?
Yeah, the consistency is Andy Reid, and there be people who say, hey, you know, is it time for him to leave? Somebody else can come in there. They got the setup in Kansas City with Mahomes as long as he's there.
Well, when they ran him out of Philadelphia, think about making 4 straight NFC Championship games and you get and go to a Super Bowl and you still lose your job.
They hit the eject button. They tell you to go pound sand, get out of here, goodbye, see you later.
Because at some point you say to yourself, can you get us over the top? You know, you start to question it. I remember when the Pistons, you know this, in 2004 when they beat the Lakers. Sorry, Rob G. When the no-name Pistons beat the Lakers.
The Rasheed Wallace Pistons.
Right. Yeah. But you remember they had Rick Carlisle as a coach first. They thought they could upgrade and get Larry Brown, and Larry Brown pushed them over the top, and they won a championship.
Yeah, I know, for sure. I don't think, like, Andy Reid.
Well, I don't think they'll fire him or anything, but
I don't think he's going to leave either. Andy seems like one of these guys, you know, these coaches that don't have much going on outside of this. I don't know the guy, but he just from what we've read about him,
he's younger than he looks too, Ben. Like every time we look, we always say, "Is it time for retirement?" Then we look at it, and he's like 3 years younger than I am. I mean, I don't know how.
Well, my favorite Andy Reid story for me personally is when he got hired as the coach of the Eagles. He was in Green Bay. He was an assistant, like I think it was a quarterback coach or something in Green Bay. And I was doing a local show in L.A., and our producer booked Andy Reid. I'd never heard of Andy Reid. I was like, why are we putting this guy on?
Are you serious?
I didn't know who he was. Nobody knew who he was at the time. So we put him on. He's from L.A., and we pretty much talked about cheeseburgers. We talked about, like, eating Tommy's cheeseburgers in L.A. growing up.
Very nice.
We didn't talk much about football. And to think that he's continued for the last over 20 years in the NFL is nuts. But as you said, and we talked about, I mean, this Super Bowl on Sunday, if the Kansas City Chiefs take a ride on the Vomit Comet and they don't get it done, it's going to be open season on Andy Reid. It'll be his fault. Because you figure if the Chiefs lose the game, either they're not prepared or they lose the game because of some clock issue late in the game, and Andy's going to be the one that bears the wrath of the fire-breathing dragons who will attack.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think that it will come down to that. So it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out and where people are. But all right. Is this a legacy-defining game for Andy Reid? We'll continue the conversation next with you. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Ben Maller, in for Chris Broussard.
Ben Maller.
That's right, Ben Maller. Have that ready all day right here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio.
But we're not going anywhere. It's a live read here for our friends at TireRack.com. They love tires, and since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver, even you and I. And they're just a phone call or a click away. The website is packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like the Tire Decision Guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Yokohama Advan tire, the all-season Avid lineup, and the off-road capable Geolander light truck tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. By the way, that's a lot. Free road hazard protection and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day in many areas. They even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or office. Tire installation on your terms. Game changer. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. Super Week on Fox Sports Radio is presented by Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health, supercharge your game with higher T, maximum energy, and laser focus. Visit choq.com to kick off your subscription today. That's choq.com. Subscribe today. Rob Parker and Ben Maller in for Chris Broussard.
I ran into Andy Reid earlier.
I saw this photo.
Yeah, this Andy Reid lookalike.
He does look like him, man.
And by the way, being a couple of radio guys, Rob, radio listener.
Really?
Yeah, the guy blew me away. He listens. He used to work overnight.
So he listened to your show.
He used to listen. He knew who I was. I was like, wow, that's like.
That's pretty impressive.
Right up there with Clipper Darrell. You know, I'm friends with the celebrity fan, right?
Yeah,
you're friends with celebrities, but
no,
I got,
you got the.
I got this guy, the almost Andy Reid guy. I got Clipper Darrell, my guy, who got walloped at the downtown Hoops Dojo by some loser, and then also Marlins man. So I got three big time celebrity fans. I'm very proud. I'm name dropping here. Like, you can name drop actual celebrities, but I love this Andy Reid lookalike guy. Nuts. I can't. I mean, look at that. That's Andy Reid. I can't. It's radio. You can't see, but trust me. It's on social media, my social media. And we got some of my guys tune in here, Rob. I'm bringing the Maller Militia to the Odd Couple.
All right.
The perfect storm here.
877-99 on Fox. We're talking about Andy Reid and how important winning another Super Bowl would be. So we want to hear from you, and is this a legacy-defining moment for Andy Reid, who has won Super Bowl? You ready, Ben?
Let's do it, man. I'm ready. I got my suit on, my protective suit, so no one's going to attack me.
Let's get started with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dre?
Rob and Ben, what to do on this good Friday?
Hey, Dre, what's up?
You got it. Hey, Rob, you get the cigarette and baby oil after you interviewed Joe Montana yesterday?
Man, are you kidding? I need baby oil. You know, it was amazing. I mean, you know.
Dude, Rob, you get this childlike joy in you when you interview people you truly respect. It's funny. You can hear it in your voice.
You can hear it, right? You can hear that. Yep. I was, like, stoked. Joe Montana, and he's a nice guy. He really was.
He came across that way. He did.
Now you gotta say the way you were talking about Tom Brady there, that was the highlight. That was the jewel right there. That was the crown jewel, Joe Montana. Yeah.
All right, what
Rob,
you got,
one of the people, he'll say it in your face. But
you gotta give me credit for that. I'm not one of those guys.
Yeah, I do. You gonna say it to their face. So I love that. But Andy Reid, I think that it's not really a legacy defining, because I think it can enhance his legacy, but I don't think it detract from it. I know they like to say that, okay, anybody can win one. But, Rob, you worked in Detroit for 20 years. That's a slap in our face when you say that anybody can win one.
Well,
everybody can't win one.
Except for Detroit. No, I'm just saying.
That's like telling somebody they got a nice personality. You just ain't calling them ugly. We know what you're saying about us, man. Stop.
Right. But, you know, thanks, Dre. Appreciate that. It is one of those things. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, the stars could align. You could have, like, a phenomenal year. Things go your way, and you could win. You know, you might say, some people say, oh, Tom Izzo's a great college coach. He has one championship. Guess how many Tubby Smith has? One.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like in the end, like Brian Billick, right, with the Ravens. They won with the Ravens, and he never went back. He never coached again after the Ravens. That's it. Did not get it done. All right. Look at that. Big time. Big time. Let's go to Jerome in South Carolina, who's next on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's going on, Jerome? Welcome.
Yes, Ben and Rob. Does Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes know that Nick Sirianni compares Jalen Hurts to, get this, Michael Jordan? And does he know that Sal Palantonio said that Patrick Mahomes, he's not even a top 10 quarterback? Do they know that? Well, because if they didn't, they know it now because they heard it from me. We'll see what happens on Sunday. Andy Reid's already going in the Hall of Fame, man.
No, this we know just, that, but we got that. He is, okay?
Yeah, there's different levels.
But there's different levels on how you look at somebody. And if he were to lose again with Patrick Mahomes and everybody saying he's like one of the all-time greats or en route to that, that would be two losses with Patrick Mahomes.
Come on,
that's all.
Jerome, you're a smart guy, Jerome. You know that. You have 1-3 in the Super Bowl. That's ugly. That's not good.
It's a crooked number.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm picking Kansas City.
All right, we'll get back to that. I'm going with Kansas City.
Yeah.
By the way, I am too. That's a good pick by you.
Jerome, you and Ben will be disappointed, but that's another
story. I'm giving Jerome an air high five right now.
All right, Jax in Kansas City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Rob Parker, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Big Ben, long time no talk to
you. What are you moving up to? Like, you're not an overnight guy anymore?
You know, he's got a real job, you know?
he's become an honest man now. He's not working overnight.
Yeah, no, I got to be at work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So, I love you, but I can't do it. But you know what, man? As far as Andy Reid is concerned, man, I know this is probably not the most macho thing to say, but man, I love what this dude does, man. And it don't sound right to say it, but I don't really care about how many more Super Bowls he wins. Because as somebody from Kansas City who lived here for 50 years without a Super Bowl, now to have 5 AFC championship games in a row at the crib, man, we on a level of success. We already are successful. So, yes, I want him to win a Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. Several more of them. But I don't really think it's necessarily a legacy to find. One thing I say about Andy all the time is because of what he's gone through, I think, in his personal life with his own kids, it gives him a compassion for these players in a way that makes these guys want to play for him. And so he does it the right way. And he's a nice guy. So, man, I'm good with Andy regardless. All right. But I'm sure saying go Chiefs, man. Appreciate it. Man.
All right. We'll see that. If they get the heads handed to him, he'll be calling back saying, get Andy Reid out of town.
You know, I want to mulligan on that phone call.
Let's squeeze one more in.
Robert in Carolina. What's going on, Robert? You're on The Odd Couple. The great Rob Parker and me slumming for the great Chris Broussard.
Oh, stop it, Ben Maller. Yeah.
Rob and Ben, what's happening? What's good, baby?
What's up? Robert.
Hey, look here, Rob. Well, I think coaches are a little bit different than players. In football, I think one championship solidifies a coach. Pretty much across the board in any sport, any coach that wins a championship in the three majors or four majors, he's pretty much solidified. But my question to you is, how does LeBron catch a stray in a football conversation?
What's that? No, I was talking about the record. LeBron is 4-6 in championship, right?
Yeah,
and
Andy
Reid is 4-6 in conference championship games. They have the same record.
Right, but only Rob Parker would call a career with 4 championships a failure.
I didn't say failure.
No.
He's not Michael Jordan.
You said it was a failure.
No, I didn't say. I said I call him the Fofote. The finals failure of all time because he's lost more NBA
finals.
You
just used the word failure again. Since when are 4 championships a failure, Rob?
What do you have against the word failure? The failures, you can use the word failure.
LeBron is considered one of the greatest players of all time to lose 6 championships?
This week, Rob, let me tell you, Rob, this week he's the greatest of all time, according to the media. The media told me he's the greatest of all time.
All I'm saying is, when you say it's a different degree, obviously he's won championships. If LeBron plays 4 more years and he plays 24 years and wins 4 championships, Ben, is that impressive to you?
No, not that. Not considering the skill set of LeBron James.
Right, you wouldn't think he would win more, that's all.
Yeah.
When they went to Miami, LeBron got on the stage. You know what he said, Ben? Not 2, not 3, not 4, and they won 2 out of 4.
Not 3,
and
not 4.
Remember, without Ray Allen,
they would have won 1.
Yeah.
Remember Joe Barea? Remember?
If you look at the, we want to nitpick here. I'm not a big Kyrie Irving fan right now, but Kyrie won that one in Cleveland, the one against the comeback, 3-1
choke job by the Warriors.
You got the bubble with the Lakers, and you got the Ray Allen one. So there's 3 of the 4 that are all tarnished if you want to play that game.
It is what it is. All right. I'm not saying that the guy, isn't a great player.
Maybe he replaces Tom Brady for you on the Rob Parker big board. He might be the new guy at the very top there.
All right. We've got Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson coming up next. But first, let's get you caught up with Mr. Steve DeSager, who has the latest in sports. Mr. DeSager, how are you? Say hi to Ben Maller. Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I've met him once or twice before.
Once or twice in the hallways, man. We go back. I knew Steve DeSager when he was doing. Were you working at a small radio station, right, Steve?
That is correct, in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
That's the station where he had the tin cans and string?
Yeah, we used to hang out at the Big A. Let me tell you, Rob, me and DeSager are such baseball nerds. We do, like, pitching. Remember we used to go over the pitching staff and, like, the minor league stuff at the Big A back in the day?
This is also back when Big Ben was a little bigger, and so you had to get to the cookies early at the press box, or else there wouldn't be any less.
I'm blaming Gene Autry for all that weight I gained back in the day.
I heard Ben's voice. I didn't know it was 4 p.m. or 4 a.m. I had to look at the clock again.
Speaking of that, I got to get out of here, Steve, because they got like free candy over here, so I got to get
I might fall
off the wagon.
Or the food that my buddy Tony sent.
Yeah. Rob's in here eating. He's
lobster.
Eating, like, yeah, lobster tails. He's, you know, everyone, all these other radio guys are eating like fast food. He's eating lobster tails. Right. It's unbelievable.
An item for Mr. Benny and the Penny as we go to the Super Bowl on Sunday. The team that won the coin toss lost the Super Bowl the last 8 straight years. So that is a stat that no doubt will be coming up on these airwaves.
And the other one, too, is the quarterback that wins the MVP has lost his last 9 Super Bowls.
Not since Kurt Warner, 1999, right? Has someone won league MVP and the Super Bowl game same season.
But, Steve, I think you might be able to correct me on this. Before Kurt Warner, hadn't the MVP won like 8 of 10 or 8 of 9 or something like that? Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's a quirky thing. They haven't done it in 20 years. But before that, it was like 8 out of 10 or 8 out of 9.
Even Tom Brady twice as MVP wound up losing the Super Bowl in the same season.
That's crazy.
You mentioned Brady with all his success, you know, 7-3 in Super Bowls. It is a team game. If he has some other kicker other than Adam Vinatieri, maybe he loses the first 2 Super Bowls. And then what's the legacy of 5-5 in Super Bowls? If they don't get the interception at the goal line against Seattle, is he 4-6 in Super Bowls? It's a team game.
It is.
Well, nope, gentlemen,
but sports radio, not a team game.
That's right.
Ben, you must know that one Rob Parker has apparently been in Detroit, Michigan before on his resume, and therefore he, of too much money to disposable income, disposes of it betting on the Detroit Pistons constantly throughout the NBA season. Tonight, Detroit is hosting a San Antonio team that has lost 10 in a row. Spurs lead 28-17 at Detroit late
in early.
The first quarter.
It's a partial NBA score. It's a partial NBA score.
Suns are up 30-22 at the Pacers late in the first quarter. De'Aaron Fox of the Kings was named as an injury replacement for the All-Star game, along with Anthony Edwards and Pascal Siakam. Kawhi Leonard, of course, is not playing for the Clippers tonight as they host Milwaukee, which has won 9 in a row. Chris Middleton for the Bucks is out. That's the late game, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's a triple header of college hoops on FS1, including right now at Butler, the home team leading 13th-ranked Xavier, 24-11 with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Tiger Woods will play next week's PGA event in Los Angeles. He's the host of the event. It benefits his foundation. And guys, you think you two have been in the media a long time. 94-year-old sports writer Jerry Green attended the first 56 Super Bowls, but confirmed to The Athletic he will not make it to this one because of declining health. He told The Athletic it would have been painful and difficult just to go to the airport. So he's going to watch, for the first time in his life, watch the Super Bowl on TV. But Pro Football Talk says there are at least 5 people who will be attending their 57th Super Bowl this weekend, including 3 fans who are all in Phoenix ready to go, and Norma Hunt, whose family, you know, Hunt family owns the Chiefs, has been to every Super Bowl. I think it was Clark Hunt's dad that named it the Super Bowl. And famed groundskeeper George Toma, who's been working in Arizona this week, will be attending his 57th Super Bowl. Back to you.
The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios in Phoenix, Arizona for the, of course, Super Bowl. And The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash at any time, for any amount. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And now Rob Parker and Ben Maller.
Yeah.
Let's welcome in Aiden Hutchinson, the defensive end from the Detroit Lions. Aiden, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm just out here at the Panini event, at Panini Prism VIP event in Phoenix. So I'm having a great time. How you guys doing?
We are doing great. And we should start by saying Mazel Tov, congratulations, because you won a fan-voted Pepsi Rookie of the Year award. What was that all about? How excited were you about that?
I did, yeah. It was really awesome. It was something. It was one of the goals I had going into this year. So man, I'm just so grateful to be the Rookie of the Year, and it's such a great award, and you know, so blessed for all those fans voting for me, and I really felt like I did everything on the field to deserve it.
Aiden, did this year go the way you thought? You're from Michigan. You went to college there. You're playing for the hometown NFL team. Obviously, had a great year. When you were envisioning playing for the Lions, is this how you thought it would be, playing for in the NFL in your home area?
You know, man, not exactly. Not exactly. This is really the dream scenario for me. So I am so grateful to be here. And, man, it's been such an amazing year. And, you know, throughout all the ups and downs, man, I'm so happy with where I'm at.
How about being growing up? Were you a Lions fan? Because, you know, we know the history of the Lions. You know the history of the Lions. They have one playoff win, Ben, since 1957.
That's not good.
To clue you in.
Yeah.
But were you a Lions fan growing up, or did you pick another team, Aiden?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It wasn't the easiest being a Lions fan growing up. You know, I was growing up with the 0-16 Lions.
Yep.
So it was not the easiest. But, you know, I didn't really have – I mean, I like the Lions. I like Tom Brady. Just a big football fan.
Yeah, and your family though, is your family a football family? I assume that you've gone into the football business. They're football fans. Were your family members growing up Lions fans?
Not exactly. My dad grew up in Houston, so you know, he was always a Houston Oilers fan, and my mom obviously didn't really know much about football. So yeah, that was kind of us growing up.
Our guest is Aiden Hutchinson from the Detroit Lions. He's a defensive end, and he's appearing on behalf of Panini, the exclusive trading card partner with the NFL, and you guys have the Panini Prism VIP event this weekend. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, man, I'm just out here at the Panini Prism VIP event in Phoenix, and I'm having a great time, man, just playing cornhole, playing some video games, eating good food, having a great time.
Let me ask you about the Lions, and you guys, you know, got off to a terrible start. You made a run. You didn't make the playoffs. How disappointing was that? I mean, there was that game against Carolina, probably would have gotten you there, and you didn't win that game, but you did win in Green Bay, but it didn't matter because Seattle got in. But how was that to turn the season around when you got off to such a terrible start?
Yeah, you know, obviously it hurt not giving in, but or getting into the playoffs. But the turnover that we had in the middle of the season, going from 1-6 to then winning 6 in a row, I mean, it was amazing. And it was something so special to be a part of. So that team will forever stay in my heart as one of the best that can battle adversity. So I was so happy to have been playing with that team.
Aiden, I got to ask you, guys that come from big-time college football, the NFL, some guys say it's the hardest thing in the world. Other guys are like, oh, it really wasn't that much different than college. Where are you on that? You obviously played well this year. You had a big beginning to your NFL career. Was it really that much harder than big-time college football?
It's just different. You know, the level of competition, there's no real drop-off from week to week. So that was the thing I had to get used to. But for the most part, you know, I had a pretty smooth transition to the NFL. So, it was always really, really, really smooth for me.
And I also wanted to ask you, your head coach is quite the character. He's very active.
He's biting kneecaps and all.
Yeah, I know. Is that any good stories behind the scenes you can share with us about playing for Coach Campbell and what he's like? You know, is he the same way he is with the media in the locker room, or what's it been like in playing for him?
You know, I mean, what you see is what you get with Coach Campbell. He's that same guy you see in the interviews, biting kneecaps, same guy you've seen on Hard Knocks, talking about stories of you know, light at the end of the tunnel, but it's only a freight train. Like, that's Dan Campbell, and that's the kind of guy that he is, and I'm just so happy that he's my head coach.
I know the fan base is really excited. I saw a hype video for Dan Campbell, despite not making the postseason. But people are excited where the Lions are heading. How important is it to take that next step and make the playoffs and not go backwards the other way?
I think the most important thing is consistency. You know,
We gotta do this thing all throughout OTAs, all throughout camp, and then the entire season. We can't just, you know, be good for a half of the season. We gotta be good for the entire part of it. So, and number one thing is consistency.
Aiden, I know you're here for the Super Bowl festivities and all that. Are you going to be watching the game? Some guys don't even watch the Super Bowl. They're like, well, I'm not playing it, I'm not watching it. Are you going to watch it? Who do you think is going to win?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't really even care that much. It's kind of weird now that you're in the NFL. It's like you kind of – if you're not playing it, it's like it doesn't really matter. But, no, I think Philly's going to win. I think that defensive line is going to dominate.
I'm with you. I think that I love the Eagles. I got the Eagles by double digits, 10 points, like a one-score game, and then, you know, they score at the end. But, yeah, I do. We appreciate you, Aiden Hutchinson from the Detroit Lions. Again, congratulations on the award of Rookie of the Year. The fans voting you by Pepsi. And good luck next season with the Lions. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Aiden.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Shekel City is next. Keep it locked. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Ben Maller.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, it's a funky flashback Friday. Alex digging in the crates.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Ben Maller, and for Chris Broussard. He should be coming back and joining us shortly, soon. But we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And the Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easier and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. That's right. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob Parker and Ben Maller. You know what, Ben?
What's that, Rob?
It is now time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
And last night, Ben, I was 2-1. I had the parlay. I put down some major shekels, and the Denver Nuggets did a number on me,
as
usual.
The chicken nuggets, they did not show up.
Yeah. They did a chicken nuggets on me with no sauce, okay? It was not good. Tonight, here we go. My best bet, I got Cleveland -3. They're in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans. That's an ESPN game, all right? Okay. Also, I'm going to take, you know, the Mavericks got Kyrie Irving now.
Yeah.
But the Mavericks are playing at Sacramento. Sacramento's a good team, Ben, this year. Yeah, they're good.
Not a sexy team, but they got a good record. Yeah.
Luka is out for the game, so I'm going to go with Sacramento -4.5.
Right.
And then the Bucks.
Oh, don't pick against the Clippers.
Oh, taking on the Clippers in LA.
Come on, Rob.
The Bucks are -1. I'm taking the Clip joints.
Ah, there you go. The people's team.
I'm taking the Clip joints.
The people's team.
So there you go.
Is Kawhi playing? Do we know if Kawhi is playing?
Has he been ruled out?
We don't know yet.
Ty Lue's been ruled out from coaching.
If Kawhi misses more games, he will be ruled out from coaching. That
all
is
right,
correct.
But there you go. So Shekel City. And always remember, Ben, I'm not telling you who to bet on.
No.
I'm telling you who I bet on.
You're giving the most important thing your opinion, right? And then people choose to follow your opinion, Rob. That's on them.
There's no doubt about
it.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday, the NFL honors, and Patrick Mahomes won his second MVP, rightfully so. Jalen Hurts. Kawhi is out on that game. You just said it.
You want to take back the Shekel pick?
I'm going to keep it there. I'm going to keep it there. Jalen Hurts, who I thought he didn't get a lot of votes. What did he get, Rob G? Two votes? One vote. I'm not that bothered by it because he did get hurt, missed a couple games.
Yeah.
And I think that's why people ruled him out. If you remember when Carson Wentz lost the MVP to Tom Brady, you remember he got hurt the last two or three games?
Yeah, I guess the Rams, he got hurt, and that was it.
And Tom Brady won that MVP.
But here's the problem with Hurts, though. Like, he's got great numbers, but you can tell by the way these players around the NFL are talking, the guys that are playing, they don't respect his game. They don't. You saw what the 49er guys were saying about Jalen Hurts.
The only problem I have is
there's a lot of trash on Hurts.
No, I get that. Yeah. I do get that, but I'm saying when you were the two game, what was he, 1-2 of the three games he missed? They needed him. They might have won those other two games. That's what kind of a year.
I get it.
We're not saying that Jalen Hurts is one of the top three quarterbacks in the league, but for what he did last year for that team and the way they won, he should have been in the running, and if he stayed healthy, he should have got more than one vote. I mean, this is not Dan Orlovsky saying that Joe Montana's not in the top 10 of all quarterbacks of all time. You know what I mean? We're not trying to do that.
You got to have a take, though. It might not be a great take, but you got to have a take. How about Brian Daboll, though, as coach of the – Kyle Shanahan.
You really did?
Yeah, three quarterbacks getting the, I know the playoffs don't count.
That team is already loaded, and almost you could plug almost anybody in there. I get it.
That's not the case.
Almost anybody. Well, but they keep winning. They won two road playoff games last year, and Jimmy G didn't throw a touchdown.
No, I know.
What's that say?
Bizarre.
Two road playoff games.
We saw Brock Purdy walking around here, Rob. The fact that he's a starting quarterback for the 49ers and was a couple of plays if he hadn't gotten hurt from going to the Super Bowl is insane to me.
Unbelievable. All right, coming up in hour number two are the Chiefs of Dynasty. We'll talk about it. It's the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Ben Maller.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.